Well, why don't you call the meeting to order and get through that, and then if you have to vote and stuff, you could do that after.
Yeah. All right, we can do that. Okay. Why don't we call the meeting to order, and let's start with a pledge.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay. Well, we go with the roll call. Well, who we have so far, Karen, please.
Okay. It's Tuesday, October 11th, and the time is 7:09 p.m. This is the Parks and Rec Commission, and roll call is Andy Cota.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill. John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Fraschino. Heather Buten. And we have the vacancy of the tax board member.
Thanks, April. You too.
Okay, well, we can't vote on the minutes, so I guess we'll have to wait until the next meeting. Or we can open to the public portion. If there's anybody from the public would like to speak. Anybody from the public like to speak?
Yeah, I'd like to say something.
Sure.
Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, I was just curious. I've been trying to find out when the signs for the Ryan Field are going to be put up. I know I'm on both committees, and I thought at the last meeting that we had, which was quite a while ago, that Dr. Conway was given permission to order the signs. There were a bunch of signs that the Signs Unlimited had to do. And they're still missing from the park, and it's been over 2 years.
So Ken, the Ryan Field, we just got a new one, but it's down near the library. They just put that up within last week.
One is supposed to go in front of Payton Fieldhouse too.
Okay.
That's what the committee.
Well, we just put a new one up, and it wasn't cheap either. So I'm not really, really excited about the next one, because
these were supposed to come out of the Payton funds, I believe. That's what Dr. Conway told me.
Okay.
There's more than one sign. I mean, Charlie's sign is missing. The sign for the refreshment stand, the one for Ryan Field, DeFilippo on the press box, the Nick, what's his name?
Cirillo.
Right, the Nick Cirillo sign. There's quite a few signs that are missing.
Yeah, our last meeting with him, Doc sat, took all the minutes from the group that was there, and he wrote down sign things and what we were looking for, and he said he would order them, but that's got to be over a year ago.
Yeah, I think you know, when Keith left, I don't know if they assigned another chairman for that committee, which would be the football committee. Actually, Doc is not even on that committee.
Yeah, Rob Heider took it over.
Rob Heider, was he officially given the chairmanship?
Well, we named him chairman at the last meeting. We didn't think we were going to have any more meetings even. But he did it for that one night. And Keith texted me about a month ago and said there's between 15 and 20,000 left in there.
Yeah. That's in the Payton account, right?
That's for the signs in the field account.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, so that would not be the Payton account. That would be the state money, or it started as state money. Am I correct?
Right. Yeah.
That's that other, the other committee.
I didn't think there was any football field committee.
I thought all the money for the football field was depleted.
Yeah, he said there's about 15 to 20 grand in there.
You sure he wasn't talking about the Payton?
No, because he knew where we were looking for the signs. And he asked me, don't tell me you didn't get those signs yet.
But and I said, no, but we didn't. Dr. Conway told me that was coming out of the Payton account. There were two things. When they had the mold in the field house, because they had to cut something out of the budget, and they couldn't put in the unit that they needed to keep that thing, the air flowing in there. So they ended up with mold in there in the football room and the storage room. Now, Dennis straightened that out, and Doc supposedly gave permission to order a dehumidifier or whatever that was supposed to cost about $4,000, last I heard.
And what happened with that was that dehumidifier went somewhere else. So it's not in that room. However, we had a much easier time with the mold this summer. I don't know how. Maybe because of lack of moisture, because we sure had the heat. But with that room that was beat up pretty good by the mold last year, did pretty good this year.
I'm hearing it's smelling pretty bad in the men's locker room, so all the time.
Well, that's a football locker room. Football locker rooms stink. They do. Okay. They just flat out do. I mean,
kids get to parents. Parents got to meet.
Listen, there's not a lot of air movement in there. There is. Okay.
But did they buy a dehumidifier, Dennis, and put it in there or no?
Well, they bought one, and then an emergency arose and it went somewhere else. So I've been told that it's got to happen again.
There's money in the Payton account too, about $20,000. I think that's going to come out of the Payton account.
Yeah, that right. You're right.
And Doc gave permission for that. So,
that's right.
So we should get that as soon as we can and get that installed.
Oh, that would help.
No.
Ronnie, what smells in the boys' football locker room smells nowhere else. Okay. I mean, so really, that's kind of really what's causing it.
Evidently, they went to parents and parents got a hold of me.
Oh, wow.
The
parents.
Evidently, there's underwear left around. There's all stuff in there.
Tag, have you been in there?
Yeah, I'm in there often on a regular basis, usually after a practice or something. So it definitely does smell because I'm in there with, there's a bunch of sweaty dudes in there. Stuff we do talk about. Coach Clark's pretty good about discipline and what we still try to stay on them about making sure they put their stuff in their locker. If you recall, the lockers aren't closed. They're open, so kids are leaving their pads in there and stuff. So you're going to have that.
Don't they have a drying room?
Yeah, there's a dry. There's that's like for the laundry and stuff.
That might be the problem there. Are they putting the sweaty stuff into the drying room?
No. They what's in the drying room is that's where we had the mold problem. It's the same room as the storage.
Why don't we start putting the stuff in the drying room, Ted?
Well, I mean. So what you're saying is to take their stuff from their locker and put it in the drying room?
Yeah, well, if you remember the old house, when I was
at it's not going to eliminate the smell. Listen, the kids don't shower. They just don't.
Yeah, that's something too, I know.
That is part of the smell, though, Dennis, because we had, when I was athletic director, we put the drying room in the old field house. Remember, I put the thing on the roof, and that worked very well. They put the shoulder pads. Anything that got wet during practice was put in there for the next day, and they came in the next day and it was pretty dry. I mean, it's not too good for the kids if they're putting wet stuff on from day to day. Mm. And that was the whole purpose of the drying room, and that we made sure that there was a drying room put in that building.
Well, what's in the drying room right now are the uniforms. The game stuff is in there. It's all hung up nice and neat. But that's what I saw, and I was in there today.
The daily practice stuff?
The game stuff.
Is it the daily practice stuff in there?
Say that again, Ken. Sorry.
They're supposed to be putting the daily practice stuff in there. And the fans are supposed to be put on to draw the moisture out of there and dry the stuff. That's what I'm saying. If they're not doing that, they should be doing that.
Okay, well, Mr. Tag, I mean,
can you work on that?
Yeah, no, again, that
no,
wasn't educated that that's what that room was for, but if that's what it is, we can find out where the fans turn on.
On one side is the washer and the dryer.
Right.
And on the other side is the drying room.
Right, which is just a long
corridor. That's it. They're supposed to hang.
With some shelves, yeah.
They're supposed to hang the shoulder pads and whatnot on those hangers that are there. every day they're supposed to be putting in before they leave practice.
Okay.
And you're sure those hangers are
there. I'm here now. We've got a soccer game going on. I'll walk through there tonight and get a better feel for that back area. With that context.
And the signs, something's got to be done with the signs. It's over two, it's 2.5 years and we still don't have signs up at the field. And it's not good. I mean, those signs were named for people and they should be put up. The only one that they put up was the Reds up at the football, at the softball field. So I don't know, where can we go to get this done? I mean, we have to go to Hyder, I guess, Ron?
Well, I'll text him, see if he gets back to me or anything, but I know Doc was going to order them. That's what that whole meeting was about, laying it all out, what signs, the wording. Remember, we sat there, we went through all that, and he was going to order them that night,
He says he didn't, so.
Well.
They're not down at Signs Unlimited, which is where they're supposed to be. That's what I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
Again, we just got one from them that we ordered 2 weeks ago.
So I guess ours weren't ordered then.
That's right. Without question, it can't be.
So nobody's asked Doc?
Yeah, I asked him. That's why he sent me some emails, and he sent me the signs that were supposed to be ordered, but he said he didn't order them.
Huh. Yeah, because we gave the okay.
Yeah, he's under the impression he wasn't given the okay.
Oh, yeah, we went through the meeting. We voted on that. I'll text Rob if he answers me. I don't know, but I'll text him and tell him to call Doc. All right. And wait, like he's waiting for him for the signs or whatever. Make something move.
All right. Well, that's all I have.
And that was the field committee.
Yeah, that was the football field committee.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else in the public? Anybody else? Okay. Any correspondence, Dennis?
No.
Okay. We might as well move on to your report then.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with just what's going on at Rhind and Payton. Police is extremely busy, 7 days a week. Ted can attest to this. We're playing baseball games, soccer games, boys, girls, football, Pop Warner, high school. Men's softball. So we're about a little more than halfway through our fall season, and Ryan Complex is a very busy place. Just want to give you that to you. Youth basketball registration. We're gonna do the last week of October. Wittig Park. We have three men's teams basically paying rent at Wittig Park. We're not getting a lot of money because they're not there that often, but we have three men's teams playing up there, practicing up there. And of course we have our youth soccer up there as well. I think Tag makes it up there very occasionally and we got the cross country program too at Ryan Complex. And they dabble with Wittig Park a little bit. I told you about the capital plan situation that I've been speaking with the administration in regards to that. We have three or four items targeted that I'm going to share with John Bittman when we get together. And then with you guys. The Veterans Community Center is very busy, actually more busy than ever because we're actually bringing in more revenue than ever. We have some personnel situations here that have been causing me to work here a lot, which is not a problem. I don't mind it one bit. And we have a remedy for it as well, so that won't last too long. The place is very busy. We had our first boiler mishap of the season at 35 Fifth Street, and the prices are through the roof. I have $20,000 in my maintenance budget one, the maintenance line item, the main maintenance line item is $20,000, and it's October 10, 11, and I don't know, I probably spent 14 of it. So that's going to be a problem for me in the second half of this fiscal year. But, you know, we'll deal with it, and we'll target some of the other line items that maybe we could find money for transfers. That is a situation that it's kind of going to wreak its ugly head for the entire fiscal year, I think. You know, we did a budget back in January. And of course, everything then seemed to be okay with prices going up and whatnot back then. So our budget is the same as it was the year before, but prices are not, okay? Nothing is the same as it was the year before.
But Dennis, if we run into problems like the boiler or anything, can't we ask for like emergency funds or?
All right, well, sure.
That's something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're not there yet because I still have money.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we haven't even sniffed winter yet. And so, you know, normally we run into some problems. That's a 60 something year old boiler, and as well as the rest of the building. So, hey, you know, maybe we'll get lucky and not have too many issues. But if we don't, that would be unique because normally we do. But yes, of course we can ask. We have to. We have to. And it's not as if very, very, very seldom have we had to ask for more money than our budget. You know what? I'm going to say that I don't think we ever did. You know, I mean, historically, we've done very well with our budget. Not that, you know, there weren't some items, special items that special money was required for. But basically through the years, you know, we've survived on what we had always. And in fact, with a little left over. So I'm not worried about it a real lot because, you know, it's something that could happen. And if it does, we'll deal with it. I talked about, you know, the swim lessons are out of control, 100 a week. They're coming out of the woodwork.
Wow.
Yeah. And I talked about basketball, which we're going to register at the end of the month. And that's it for now. That's okay. It.
How are you set for coaches for the basketball?
Horrible.
What else is new, right? Coach.
That's how it always is. And, you know, there's a few people that will step up for us. We could use a few more. I think we had a successful, I don't think this, I know we had a successful program last year. So I expect our numbers to increase. And also last year, we kind of farmed our girls out. With Aunt Sonia, they went down and played in a travel program down in Milford. We're not doing that this year. We're hooking up with Aunt Sonia for the youth basketball program, boys and girls. And, you know, our plan is to take care of our own 100%. We didn't have enough girls to have our own program because, you know, they need to play games.
Right.
Against other teams. And if you have three teams, you don't have a league. But yeah. If you have six teams, you do. And being that, you know, we got the program back in shape last year, I think our numbers are going to increase and we'll have an easier time making games for our kids this season. But coaching, we'll do a registration. And if I register 60 kids, one or two parents will sign up to be coaches.
Of course.
And then we'll have a meeting, and I'll drag a couple people out of the bleachers, which is what I do every year, just by putting a little pressure. But that's how it goes, okay? They don't step up like they used to. I remember 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 30 coaches, and we needed 16. We had to tell 14, take a hike.
Yeah. Okay?
I swear to God, that's how it was. But not today. Not today.
All right.
That's it for me. Any questions?
Anybody? I don't think so. Tank, do you have anything you'd like to report?
Sure. Yeah, it can be short and sweet. Also, too, my computer's battery is low. So whoever the host is, I'm trying to log in on my phone, too, so I can stay with you. Thanks. There we go. Let me turn that down.
Recording in progress.
There we go. Sorry about that. Thank you. Next Monday, we're having our first Sports Alliance meeting of the year since last June. So we've got a pretty well-developed agenda for that we'll send out to everybody next week. But I think the goal is just kind of revisit participation numbers, see what we're doing there, discuss some sportsmanship components as well. And then, again, just, you know, figure out some things that we can plan together. We've had two Derby youth soccer nights here already, one tonight with the game behind me, and then one earlier with the girls, where we've, Farad's come with coaches, kids. They stand with our team for starting lineups. They make a tunnel for our kids, stand with the team out on the field during the national anthem, and then they circle the field during the game and serve as ball persons for us. And then halftime, I let them on the field and they just play. So kind of starting to create a nice soccer night environment here for families and stuff to come, which has been good. Be doing the same thing with picking a date for Derby Youth Football Pop Warner programming as well. So those are some initiatives there. Fall seasons are going well. As Dennis outlined, we've used Wittick Park for middle school boys and girls soccer games. We have one home cross country meet this year with the high school that we ran there already as well. So thank you for that. The middle school teams are practicing on site up by the middle school. So we use the middle school site and drawing a blank what's over by the picnic area grove in the back. The teams kind of rotate through there as well. Football season, we've got four remaining home games. So we've been road warriors. We've been home once up until now through five games. So our remaining five games, we've got four home games left, including Thanksgiving Day kickoff at 10. And just started to work with central office, but planning on the traditional Thanksgiving breakfast pregame that's been done traditionally in the past as well. So as we get that more organized, we'll get word out to people about that as well.
Is this week an off week, Ted?
Yes, this week is a bye week, correct. Yep. Then also we've got, winter registrations are underway. They've been open the entire time. So since June when we opened it up for everything. So again, we're looking at all teams running. We've got an anticipated vacancy for a freshman boys basketball coach. As of now, we've got 9 freshman boys signed up. So we're hoping our numbers are good. We're also doing some after-school programming kids that aren't involved, and it's open to anybody in the school. So it's not just student athletes, but from 2 to 4, Mondays through Thursdays, running an academic session, study halls where kids can get homework done, counselors on site, which happen to be one para and 3 winter coaches have access to look at kids' grades, check in on them, what work are they missing, so that one, we can maintain academic eligibility for kids. If kids are struggling with eligibility, hopefully we can get them eligible by the quarter 1 marking grades and ease them into the winter season as well. And then after that, we open it up for those that are participating in that only, an open gym for basketball via the CIAC guidelines in doing that. So we're just on, excuse me, week two doing that stuff. Buster Jaddick is going to be doing a middle school wrestling clinic on Wednesday starting next a week from tomorrow. So we've got a list of kids that we're trying to get registered that have expressed interest in that and trying to help Buster rebuild his numbers down at the youth level as well. So I think those are the main components I've had for you. We've been using the field house. Teams use them for meetings, watching film in the conference room. Then also having some team bonding functions up there with pasta dinners and stuff, which have been well received by the coaches and players as well.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
If there's no other business to be brought before the commission, that's the end of the meeting, right? Do we have a motion?
Motion to adjourn at
7:35. Not that it matters because we don't have enough people to vote.
Because we didn't have it.
At least we'll have our time.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Good night, everybody. Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. Take it easy. Appreciate it.
John seconded it, right, John?
Yeah, of course.
So, you know you're in the dark.
He looks good tonight. I was going to say that.
I didn't want to say nothing. It's just a little like reflection on the top of his head.
There you go. Yep.
That's all for you when I get back home.
Try to spoof us.
Top your head is kind of shiny.
Yeah. Look better every meeting, John.
I know.
Have a good one, guys.
I look like this.
Thanks, girl.
Thanks.
7:36 p.m.